idea of what's an overview of kind of what's going on with the manifestation and why I'm doing this and why I'm presenting this and why I'm moving along with this and where it comes from and where it's going. And so basically, we manifest constantly, moment to moment in our lives, and that's how we exist. So obviously, we move around this world and we do things without thinking about it, and it's just move after move after move. But the moment that you create a thought and you think about something, whether it be you want it or whether it be a reaction to something, and then you project a scene into the ether, into the quantum, you create a timeline. Now, whether or not you resonate with that frequency is whether or not that timeline will come to fruition in your reality. And this is how we're doing this constantly, moment to moment, every day. Obviously, this is always the now, but we do this inherently and unconsciously every moment. My goal with manifestation, I've been doing it heavily for about 3 years and been in the manifestation game for about 5 years. And I just want everyone to become more active with manifestation and not, you know, not to say controlling their environment and their reality, but this is what we do. So when you become more active with it, you bring in better channels, you resonate with better frequencies because you are in more control of your environment. And it helps with gaining mastery of this human form. And I think that's one of my, I don't want to say missions, but I like that word. One of my missions here, obviously, it's all of our mission being human, is to master this form. And manifestation is the key to it all, because this is what we do all day long. So what we're going to do here is we're going to create a specific timeline for each person. Each person is going to have their own intent, and you're going to create a timeline. And we're going to create this timeline from a zero point in the quantum. And then we're going to go into a resonance of gratitude and happiness and joy and feeling the presence of this now moment. From there, we'll move into the desired intent. So what we're doing is we're creating a specific platform of frequencies that we can match easily, because the zero point, you know, it's essentially nothing. And then you go into the heart energetics of gratitude, joy, happiness, love, abundance. We all know how to hit that resonance. And then your desired intent is on that platform. So essentially, in theory, this might be an experimental thing, but I've been doing it and I've seen it happen just recently. So you can create multiple timelines on this specific platform, and you don't even have to go. So the old practices is you go in, you meditate, and then you hit that resonance. You hit that specific mode that you created, that timeline. And you do that multiple times until you make it real. But with this platform is you already have the heart energetics set into your creation, into your timeline. And at any point, if you go into meditation and you go into the heart space, which you should be doing every day anyway, you can hit those frequencies and you have a better chance of your reality becoming what you put into the ether. So that's what I'm presenting. This is why I'm doing this. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to do an attunement that Michelle brought in from the higher beings. It's just basically a zero point activation. It's a zero point attunement. So you essentially can drop into that space a lot quicker by using this activation and saying the activation word. And we're going to use a couple different protocols within this exercise. And we're just going to see where it goes, because I don't script things. I don't like it. I just roll with the way things are. And it channels in and it comes through and it's created that way. But I do have a specific road that I'm traveling with this stuff. So I do want to see if anybody has any questions or anything about that, or if you guys understand where we're going, if that's cool, if you accept this moment and where we're about to go.
So I'm here, and I'm here. I'm here, CJ. I'm gonna observe, and learn.
Got you. All right. I'm gonna drink some water real quick. And everybody can hear me okay?
I'm doing good.
Loud and clear.
Yep.
Who was that? Who was that? Yep.
Chung, I'm new to this group. I was here yesterday for the Pisces full moon activation.
Nice, nice. Very good. Nice to meet you.
All right, I can
what
hear.
We're gonna do... Go ahead. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Michelle do the bring in the energetics for the zero point attunement. And once we have that in our tool belt, then we can proceed and make it happen. Michelle.
Hello. Can everyone hear me?
I can.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
All right. Thanks, guys. My name's Michelle. I'm just a person on the Super Being site, and I like to do energy work, so here I am. Something
so
that, I'm nothing.
Sorry.
I'm nothingness right now, so.
There you go.
Something that was channeled to me, or through me, I want to say, after we did, I don't know if anyone remembers, we did a Lionsgate kind of grounding of the energies back in August. So between Lionsgate, somewhere, I don't know, like 2 weeks after that just came through, I've been working with zero point energy and neutrality for a little while, I don't know, a couple of years, trying to get there. And it's hard to stay there. It's hard to live there. So what my guides or my higher self brought through was a zero point activation. And I've got it here ready to send you guys. If you let me explain a little bit more about zero point really quickly. I know Caesar did a pretty good job of this already. When for anyone who's not familiar with the term or the language, zero point within your being is simply the space of neutrality. Just putting yourself into the position of the neutral observer. And, going beyond the egoic constructs of positive, negative, good and bad, right or wrong, and looking at things from an objective place. It's a lot easier to see clearly, for example, I don't want to take a whole lot of time, but let's say you're going through a really hard situation. You lost your job, your car broke down, your kid has just broke his arm. What else? You've got hives on top of it. And I don't know. You got a lot of things going on in your life that are really stressful. And when these things all happen, it can feel like the world is crashing down around you. It can feel like you're doing everything wrong, like you're manifesting terrible things. And, you can take that into the positive spectrum, too. Let's say you've got a great job and you're making tons of money and your kids are healthy and everything's going super, super great, super awesome. That can feel like you're on top of the world. And that's where everybody wants to be, of course, because of the systems, the programming, the structure of our society. But the negative polarization of your emotions and the positive polarization of your emotions can be equally as limiting for you. So it's really good to be able to get into and spend as much time as you can into a neutral space. And that's really all I'm going to say about that. Does anybody have any questions before we do the activation?
No.
All right. Okay. So I'm gonna deliver this to you guys today. But you can all, I'm giving it to you. I'm putting it out there for everyone to use. It's yours. It's a tool. Put it in your toolbox. All you do is take your right finger, draw a zero in the air. Press it with your palm open like a button, like you just created a literal 0 point button, and say the code 0 point activate. It's that easy. It's that simple. I'm going to go ahead and deliver the energies of this attunement to you guys to just help bring everyone into that neutral space. If you wish to receive this energetic attunement, adjustment, activation, at, you know, call it what you will, just say yes, silently, out loud, however you prefer. It may take a few minutes. I'm not sure. I've got the energetics ready. They're already flowing. I'm just going to push them out. I'm not sure how many people are on the call or where everyone's at individually as far as being in resonance with this. But even if you do not feel the energy right now, just trust and know that the seed has been planted, it is working, and it will integrate and unfold within your consciousness, within your awareness in perfect time. All right, the attunement has been delivered. I'm just kind of watching it flow through to everybody so that that will continue working. All right, Caesar, I'm finished.
Perfect. I'm going to click a couple of things off my screen real quick.
I'm going to mute myself for a minute. I'm in the park right now, and it's after dark, so I'm going to drive back home. It's about a 3-minute drive, but I'm just going to sit back and observe.
Thank you. All right, so If everyone's ready, we'll proceed. I would think we're all relaxed right now. Ready to go into the space and co-create a new timeline for each of us. So I just suggest you take a couple of deep breaths in. Hold at the top. Slowly exhale. Take another deep breath in. Hold at the top. And slowly exhale. So we're going to create a transformation box. And in this transformation box, we're going to put all of these thoughts, feelings, and possible occurrences within the mind that may distract you from this exercise, this practice, this session. I'm going to give you a moment. You can create your own box, however you see it. Make sure it's sturdy. Maybe put a lid on it. Maybe put a door on it. And just transfer. Take a scan real quick and transfer and put all of the thoughts and feelings or things that you can think of right now that may distract you, alter it. This current moment. And inside this box, the energetics are going to transmute all of the possible energies that may distract you into influencing energetics that will affect your highest and greatest good. Take a moment to do that. Quick scan of all of those things within the box. When you're ready, close the door on the box, close the lid, clamp it down, screw it, lock it, and just move away from the box now. See it fading away from your area. As you maybe walk forward into the expanse of the quantum. And now imagine a tree line in front of you that expands as far as your eye can see to the left, to the right. And as you get closer, you can see that these are pine trees. And you can smell the fragrant pine from where you're at. And as you get closer, you feel that it's very cool. Air feels crisp. And as you breathe it in, this life energy seems to help you calm down and relax and get more into the moment. And there's a opening in this tree line that you can see. And as you get closer, you're just going to walk through the tree line, maybe noticing some of the butterflies fluttering around, a squirrel in the tree as you walk through, and feel the cool dirt on your feet. And I'm going to count down from 10 to 1 as you walk through this passage and just observe and breathe in the crisp air and become more relaxed. 10, 9, 8, 7. You're becoming more and more relaxed into this moment. 6, 5, 4, more relaxed, 3, 2, and you come up to the end of the passageway, and there's a huge clearing, and in the middle of this clearing, you see the crystal pyramid, the dragons in the front, and the
cool dragon
cap on top. And it's beautifully glistening with its own light. So what we're going to do now is we're going to form a circle around the pyramid and have a seat. And as you maybe can see the others filtering in and taking their place around the pyramid, and wave to them and say hi. So now we're going to go into the heart space and create our column of light. And this is where we're going to do our work from. This heart energetics is the key to all of this. So I want you to now imagine the planetary spirit of Earth. You feel the resonance of that and connect with the planetary spirit. And then breathe those energies into your heart. Now I want you to focus on source, creation, God, if that's how you see and say it. And I want you to breathe the energy of creation source into your heart. Now on this third breath, we're going to breathe both of these energies in, and then we're going to connect our light and become a light column and allow the energies to resonate through us. So now breathe in the energies of creation and the planetary spirit, Earth, into your heart. And expand your light back into both. And you are now in the heart energetics, in the heart space, connected to creation and grounded into Earth. So from here, you're now going to go inside the pyramid. Make sure you greet the dragons on the way in. And you're just going to walk through the hallway, which leads to the main chamber. You notice the sparkling rainbow type colors as you walk through the hallway. Just become more aware in this moment. And as you come to the end of the hallway, you can see the grand chamber with the very large crystal tower in the middle of it. And we're just going to all gather around the crystal tower and once again have a seat. And And I want you each to consciously connect with the others here within this circle. And just imagine your energy connecting to the person next to you, to the person next to them, to the person next to them, creating this energetic sphere, circular column of light that eventually the column of light will be formed. So just imagine yourself connecting with each person here. I want each of you now to create the zero point activation by drawing this circle in front of you in your mind's eye as your light body in the pyramid. Draw the zero in front of you about head high. Place your right hand on the symbol. And it's okay in your mind to say the activation. 0 point activate. And just feel yourself drop into essentially nothingness. And everything at the same time. And resonate in this moment. Now I want you to become completely aware of your current reality and feel gratitude for all of the things that you have in your life and feel the appreciation for the ones that love you and the people in your sphere of influence that make you feel good each day. Maybe think about your pets and how you love to interact with them. Or taking a walk in the park. And just appreciate all of the things in your life that you have in this current reality. And show gratitude. Feel gratitude for this moment. Feel gratitude for being here with all of us in each of our now, co-creating and knowing that we have everything that we need in this moment. Because all we have is this now, and we are sharing this moment together. This beautiful moment where we're going to co-create take a few moments to scan through and work through all of the things that you for and just feel immense gratitude, all of it, and joy, happiness, and appreciation, and become aware of your place in your reality and know who you are and what you bring to this world. When you're ready. I want you to bring your mind back into this space. And I want you to create a symbol. A simple symbol that you can recreate at a later moment. That you can draw on a piece of paper, that you can paint, that you can recreate after you leave the pyramid. I want you to imagine this symbol within the crystal tower, each of you. This symbol is going to represent the timeline that you are going to create. When you have that symbol, I want you to place your left hand on the crystal tower, on the symbol. Now I want you to imagine your new reality of what you desire and whichever intent that you have. Create that now. Create that timeline now. And as you're creating that timeline, imagine that timeline being channeled into the symbol as you do it. And while you're visualizing, creating this timeline, creating this desired reality, see the people around you, hear them, touch them, be in the car, smell your environment, walk around, feel the joy, interact. Do as if you were actually doing in real time, as if it has already happened. Use all of your senses to do this. With your left hand on the crystal tower, on the symbol that you have created, channeling this energy into that symbol. Now that you've created this new timeline, and your image is here within the crystal, at any point, you can come back here and visit the pyramid and work with the energy of that timeline and connect with it and be influenced by the energetic of the pyramid. What I suggest you do is take that symbol that you have just created, a timeline. That timeline will forever exist from the zero point, created from the heart energetics which you can tap into gratitude and love from the neutral space. What I suggest you do is you take that symbol and you draw it or paint it or recreate it however you would like. And then you can use that symbol and attach to it and connect with it. Maybe throughout your day, maybe when you go into the neutral space. So create that symbol outside of this exercise. And you always have that energy with you. You can help things along and connect to that timeline. That reality is from the heart space, in the neutral space, and for your highest interest, it will come true. So, that's pretty much it. We've pretty much just created another timeline from the heart space. And, yeah, good job, everyone. Oh, and it's that simple to create worlds. What do you guys think?
It was fun.
That was really powerful.
You know, when I go into that space, that stuff starts to come through, and oh man, it feels good. It feels really good.
It does feel good. I don't know, like, I've been having so many just incredible experiences with manifestation lately, ever since I moved. I mean,
yeah,
it's wild.
Well, you're so connected that when you do it, it's like, it's a lifestyle at this point, you know? But this is what we do. This is, we manifest on a daily basis, every second, and you're so powerful that your thoughts create things very quickly. That's why I know you monitor your thoughts. You're at a level where you have to do that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and the words, we all should do that. Everyone.
Well, yeah. Well, this is another thing too that I'm bringing in is, it's like, again, like I said, it's human mastery. So you should monitor your thoughts. You should monitor your words. You should monitor the things you do. And when we become that beacon for others, this is where the shifts come into play. Obviously, we're doing some really stupendous energetic work for the collective. But when we become the example, you know, then that's when the others can see this stuff is real. We are creating on a daily basis and watching and monitoring and doing things a specific way is how all of this is created. And this isn't new stuff. All of the things that I just did here, these are all older protocols, but I'm bringing in my own personal channel and experience. And yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to seminar-ish on everybody.
So I have a totally random kind of sidebar over here. Is anyone on this call good at finding lost items? Just curious.
Did you just lose your mind?
My glasses. No, they got knocked off in a pine tree. I need a new pair anyway, but.
Hey, Mary, are you around?
I found them. Never mind. They're right here. I must have had to go back to sit down.
Mary? Well, at least we're still recording. So yeah, you know, anybody have anything to say? Anybody want to any input? Anything?
So Caesar, how specific do you think we should be when we're creating our new timelines? Like, should we be pretty general and fill in the details later?
No, because what you're doing when you create this timeline and this, you're crystallizing it. You have, when you crystallize something into the ether, into the quantum, and you're creating a timeline, you have to be, well, okay, I see what you're getting at with that. Now, you can be as specific as you want. But, okay, here's what I was going to say. When you create the timeline, I forgot to mention this, what you can do afterwards is you can create a statement of intent that goes along with the timeline that basically says what your desired intent is to match that timeline. So specificity is key when crystallizing, because you're capable of doing that when in the quantum, when you see the person interacting, shaking hands, giving them a hug, going on a walk, driving the new car, selling this item. You can be as specific, you need to be as specific as possible, because you're going to use all of your senses and you're going to live that moment. But with your statement of intent, you kind of just say, I have sold my car and I've given the keys to the new owner. I use that one because it's the simplest one ever. But within the timeline creation of crystallization in the quantum, that was a mouthful. Be as specific as possible with all of the feeling, with all of the senses, the sight, and be the moment completely. When you're creating timelines, and in the end, it's whether or not that timeline is going to come true exactly how you would like, but that's up to the way things set up in reality. And you can't do anything about that, but you may hit the mark. Just like I manifested a client that bought something, but it wasn't the high-end client that I wanted, but it was one good enough for what I put out there. So it'll come to you the way that it's supposed to. And this is where you can't have expectations with manifestation, but when you know that your life is set up a specific way on a higher path with higher energetics, and you know everything is going to be okay no matter what you do, then the greatest and the highest and greatest things for you are going to come. So specificity, crystallization, yes. With desired intents and writing statements, you can be a little more general, because putting times and exact dates on a manifestation, it's like telling the ether to do it now, and that's the issue with being specific when you're writing. So, that was a pretty long explanation.
So something that can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I got you in the car. All right. Something that I've found recently is that really helps with manifestation is knowing what's in alignment with your purpose and what's in alignment with your life.
Right.
So you can't go, well, I mean, you can go from broke to millionaire status, but it's very rare. So say you're living in, you know, a tool shed, right? But you want to live in a 12-room beach house.
For sure.
So that's a pretty big jump. One of the teachers that I follow, I think it's Pamela Arilyn, talks about manifesting the next most believable step to your desired outcome eventually. So
sure.
Like kind of taking the path of least resistance and going along the way, because you know that I think the bigger the manifestation is, the you know, the more goes into it on behalf of the ether. And, it, you know, it might take a little while. I find a lot of people that get frustrated. I find a lot of people that get frustrated, you know, when they want a specific thing and it's not coming through. You know, because there's a grace period. There's a period of grace between the intention and the physical manifestation. Sure. Yeah. What do you have to say about that?
So here is my response to that. I have dealt with people that got into manifestation, and within 3 months, they're still in the same place. They're still trying to reach for all of these great heights and trying to be a millionaire. And yeah, that's not going to happen. You will fail at manifestation every time if you try to manifest things that you do not believe in. Period. End of story. So when you use the guidance of that teacher and you go for the next best thing in your path, that means that you have to know who you are. That means that you have to understand yourself completely. Most people don't. Most people don't even know where they're going the next day. So it's very, very hard to do the things that Abraham Hicks tells you, to do the things that lady Pam tells, Pam, right, Pamela? It's hard to do that until you have the proper conditioning within life to know your space. Now, here's where I have basically created a cheat code. When you create timelines, you're exactly right though, Michelle. That's how manifestation works. There's a whole thing on manifestation about getting in your own way and understanding who you are and your capabilities and the energetics involved with every single thing that you're trying to manifest. And can you carry the energy of $1 million? Most people can't. That's why they'll never have it. But when you create timelines, multiple timelines, which is like the one we just created, we created the New Earth timeline, we created this timeline, each of us had our intent. That timeline exists. What we did specifically here, because I've been doing this for years, is we did a specific protocol. We went into zero, we went into the heart, and then we created from that platform. So essentially, in theory, is why I'm pushing this now, is that manifestation is on a different resonance. That manifestation is on the heart resonance. And we can always go there. So you don't have to go in and resonate with $1 million, which who really wants $1 million? Come on now. Most people, it's just a facade. But the difference here is that you can visit the frequency of any timeline you create from the heart energetics. But now here, when you go into the heart energetics, it's going to actually create the higher you. So all of these things that these people are trying to manifest, all of these material things, they're going to automatically come anyway. So this is like a double dip into the manifestation world. But you're exactly right with what you're saying, and most people can't even manifest the next best thing because they don't even know who they are. They don't even know what they're doing. They haven't even done a personal inventory to see what they want on the next move. And this is where the heart space and the neutral zone, the neutral zero point, will change you. I guarantee it. It's done it for me. About 4 months ago, I started working in this space, and I can tell you from experience, I have zero to worry about in life. Literally zero. I can do whatever I want. But I've been working at this for a while.
That is so true. I've been operating from the heart space all the time, but with a lot of my gifts, they resonate in the head. And I was staying out of there because what was going on in my life was killing me in the heart center. And I think like dropping down into that gave me the clarity of what it was I really wanted. And you know, the things I've always wanted my whole life. And now that I'm following that heart-centered guidance, everything, absolutely everything. I mean, you know a lot more than most people, but I just want to share this. When you drop out of your mind with manifestation and work in the heart space, all the things that are in alignment with the being that you really are just start coming automatically when you take those steps, when you take that leap of faith and start following your heart.
Yes.
It's honest to God's truth.
And what this work does is it allows you to do everything else in your life better, because your highest and greatest good comes through. It's almost like you don't even see the reason that I'm doing active manifestation. I think it's like a secret, something is going on within me that's bringing this out, but I think there's something behind it. And I think it's the neutral zone and the heart space is what it's really based out of. But once you start working in that space, it's effortless manifestation. I've literally fought things into fruition same day, next day. This is how in tune you become. I have devices. The one that you guys were looking at, if you can still see it, I don't know if the pyramid's still up, but that device below it, the ring in here, is connected to an orgone generator, which I used for almost a couple years, going on a couple years. I don't even use this device anymore because my awareness of my space is so powerful that I can just create instantaneously. It's crazy. And this is where I want to get everyone else. Whether or not we're trying to manifest all of these things in our life, I'm just doing this. I think I'm using the manifestation platform to keep everybody tuned into this space so we can all grow and expand and start creating at will. And this is where we're going. This is the new platform. And I think I'm going to help others get more attuned to the new energetics of New Earth.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So when we do this practice and we do the intentional exercise and we have visualization and everything, is it something that we're supposed to just do once and forget? Are we supposed to go back and do it multiple times every day until it comes, or do we just forget about it?
Okay.
Forget about it.
Very good.
Forget about it.
Very good. That's the This is what I've done here with this particular protocol, is the ability to forget about that. I mean, you should be forgetting about it anyway. Set an intention, set a manifestation, and then go about your day, and then just be a happy person. And if it's supposed to be, it will be. But what I've done here is I've created a platform that resonates at a specific frequency from the heart. So whenever you tap into the heart, you're tapping into your whatever timeline that you've created from that space. I pulled in about 3 manifestations that I can think of, and they were all with abundance and you know, paying some bills and having excess amount of money to basically take care of my whole life. And they all came in with this one manifestation, because I do all of my manifestations from that space. So short answer, yes, forget about it. Or you can do the old practices and revisit it and go to that space again. That always helps. That, you know, don't take away from that. You can go there again. Just like when I said, you can go to the pyramid. You can tap into your symbol and you can resonate with that moment again, because you're not taking away from it at all. But normally you would just forget about it and just be a happy person. And being a happy person is going to resonate with you with that frequency, because that's all manifestation is resonance of the frequency of the timeline that you created. And it will happen in the form that it should within your reality.
So then just looking at the symbol again takes you into that frequency again, and you don't have to go through the whole intentional thing. It's just becoming part of that frequency again that you created with that symbol.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Because when you put too much extra on that, it just there's too much extra. So you have the symbol. It's right there in front of you. You already know what you did. You created this timeline art. It'll exist forever, no matter what you do. That timeline is there in the quantum. So when you have that symbol, when you look at it, or you have the drawing, or you paint it, and however you're doing it, it's you're tapping into that frequency. And this is actually an old manifestation, but new platform coming on, and that's how easy it is. It's that easy. So yeah, and if anybody, like I said, I've been doing this for years, and this is what I do. I'm a manifestation beast. So if anybody has any questions or needs any guidance or just needs to connect with somebody to stay in the space, you guys all have my email. You should have my email. I'll repost it again. But yeah, reach out to me and let me know. What's up, Happy Jacob? Look at this guy at 3 a.m. Did that? Are you good, Cheryl?
Yes, you answered it perfectly. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. What do you think, Jacob?
I just love listening to you, man. I can listen to you all night. You maybe want to talk to me in my sleep? I'll just give you up.
I'm finally coming out. Go ahead.
Do you want me to end the call, like the recording?
Yeah, you can end the recording now. Actually, that was beautiful. Thank you for holding.